I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. We begin today with two things everyone's talking about, that missing Malaysia Airlines jet and March Madness, you know, your brackets. Okay, so there's March Madness, and then there's another kind of basketball madness.
Everywhere I go, you know, for practice, I see somebody with a gun. You know, I have teammates on my team that carry a gun to practice.
Like, it's Wild West, I guess.
There it is, Wild West. Wild West, man.
And that's one of the Americans playing pro basketball in post-revolution Libya. More on that in just a few minutes. First, though, the ongoing search for Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 and what Australian officials say could be a break in the case. Satellite photos were released that show two large objects floating in the Indian Ocean southwest of Australia. The World's Matthew Bell is in the studio with the latest. It certainly is a tantalizing lead, Matthew. How real is it, though?
It's real enough, Marco, that we heard from the Australian official that you mentioned. This is probably the best lead so far in the search, he said. The Malaysian transportation minister said something very similar. Today, aircraft from Australia, New Zealand, the United States, all headed to this area in the southern Indian Ocean. And David Wright from ABC News was on one of the planes. He went out. Took 3 hours to get to this spot. He was told that there was a possible lead in this area to follow up on. Here's some of what he had to say.
What we saw when we came through the cloud cover wasn't the debris of an airplane, but was a freighter that appears to have just been passing through. That was the beginning of 3 hours of intensive searching, very low on the water, 300 feet above the waves, at full throttle, searching an area of 4,100 square miles. There were a couple other false contacts. They turned out to be pods of dolphins, but in this area, at least, no sign of the missing plane.
So hopeful at first, but not very encouraging.
That's right. And the day ended. The sun went down over the Indian Ocean today, and none of those search planes really came up with real evidence. I guess they searched an area of more than 8,000 square miles, and they say the search will continue tomorrow.
So in a case where there have been few, if any, credible leads, does today's discovery provide any further reason to hold out hope? I mean, what does it teach us that's useful in the search for Flight 370?
It could very well end up to be just the latest in a long list of false leads and real disappointment, especially for the people who had loved ones on that plane. On the other hand, there are a couple reasons that this is an interesting possible lead. One of them is the area where this debris was seen in those satellite photos. It's about 1,200 miles west of the coast of Australia and right along the arc where the best estimates think that plane might have gone, given where those data pings were sent, given where they think the last point of contact was. Secondly, when a plane breaks up like this was a Boeing 777, there are big pieces that can float for quite some time. That Air France flight that went down in 2009, a few days later, the entire tail fin was found floating on the surface. In this case, one of the pieces of debris that was seen in the satellite photo is apparently about 78 feet long. That jives with the size of a Boeing 777's wing. And I've talked to experts who say it's amazing how much of a plane, even if it breaks apart, can remain floating on the surface for some time.
The World's Matthew Bell, thank you for the update.
Thanks, Marco.